Blog Talk Radio.
Saints, you all forgive me. Take what you can and leave what you can't. That word is from the Bible, too, by the way, I'd have you know. Listen. You don't have to wait for the church. And I'm going to urge you from this moment on, stop waiting for the church. That's the one of the problems with the church. They are in a hold mode. They've got God on hold. God is saying, I want to give it to you now. Now faith is. Hey! I'm winding up now. I got about 10 minutes. I got to do a little preaching too. What does the book of Hebrews say? Now faith is. But the church has got God on hold. They've got blessings on hold. They've got prosperity on hold. They've got money on hold. They've got heaven on hold. They've got Jesus on hold. Then yeah, he's coming back someday. They got him on hold. They are behind excitement, way over there in Revelation. I, John, saw the heavenly city. Already saw it. You waiting for it. You're hoping for it. But I, John, I've seen it already. I saw it coming down. Adorned as a bride, prepared. I like that word, prepared. You know, with a paring knife, you cut things out. God's already cut out your blessing. You in the church have got God on hold. You put it over yonder. I don't guess we've got that tape here. Maybe it'll bring it tomorrow night. God's private telephone number. Some of you got it on hold. Well, he ain't here. He's up there. I know he's coming. I don't know when. But I, John, I didn't wait for that. I'm not waiting for y'all who waiting for Jesus. I, John, saw past tense, way over there on the Isle of Patmos, 2,000 years ago, I saw the heavenly city, the new Jerusalem, the new state of consciousness, a new realization, a new demonstration coming down. Church and religion and the preachers have got you all so busy trying to get to heaven that you can't see that heaven wants to come down to you. Now, you do what you want to do, but I'm not trying to get to heaven. I'm calling heaven down. Let me hear you say, heaven! Come on down here. 310 Riverside Drive.
310 Riverside Drive.
At 103 Street.
At 103 Street.
Now I'm going to have you put your address in there. You. You pastors, you got to put at least two addresses. Your church address, your home address, any address where you want some heaven. Here we go. Come on, let me hear you say heaven of healing. This is where you want it to come. What's your mailing address number that you...
4702 Barrington Road.
Hallelujah. I got 4.5 minutes. Be seated. I don't know what I had you standing up for. Now, that's money on the spiritual level. On the way down. Physics now. I don't want to use that heretical term, metaphysics. People are afraid of that, but it simply means above the physical. No more. And it comes from the metaphysical, the spiritual heaven to the realm of mental idea. That's in the mental psychic realm. The vibrations are coming down. And then at a certain oscillation of vibration, I'm not going to tell you what the number is yet. A certain number of cycles per second, that heavenly idea, which is invisible, becomes visible as whatever you have called down. I remember in the Pentecostal church, we used to sing Jesus on the main line? Well, that's wonderful, good news, but it ain't good enough because you got to tell him what you want. All right, Scott Williams, give him a great big hand. Tell us on the material level a definition for money.
On the material level, hallelujah. Money is a measure of wealth. It is something with intrinsic value, and it's a medium of exchange whereby buyer-seller transactions are taking place.
All right. Now that's on the material level. But remember, it begins where? In heaven, on the spiritual level. And proceeds down to the mental, psychic plane. You see, when it gets to the mental, a psychic plane, something else happens. On the psychic plane, an idea contacts whoever and whatever are necessary on earth to bring about the manifestation of that idea. Remember the old spiritual, don't wonder about him. God works a wonder. Don't wonder about him. And God's going to bring you in contact with people that you never met. from the east and the west and the north and the south. Whatever is necessary for that idea. Because as it passes through that mental psychic level, God prepares it. In Jacob's ladder, we see the prayer, the request going up as angels into heaven. Those angels disappear into heaven and come back down the ladder, bringing into manifestation the angel thoughts that you've set up. That's all I can say tonight. God bless you. Bless you. Let's hear it. Angels are God's thoughts passing to man.
It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauren like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one wrong. Now understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing test me, run to me gun. Can't take a threat to me, no one. L been this way since creation. A goofy car, you far from temptation. Now you want ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gon' scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold? Gain the whole world for the price of your soul. Trying to grab hold of what you can't control. Now you all floss for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than silver and gold. I was hopeless, now I'm on hope. Every man wanna act like he's exempt. Need to get down on his knees and repent. Can't slick talk on the day of judgment. The movement's similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always wanna play in the sin. Always wanna take it to the full-out extent. Always wanna make it seem like good intent. Never wanna face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't wanna hear my opinion. There's how many paths in your mind. Don't change and the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one. You might win some, but you just
lost one. You might win some, but you really lost one. You just lost one. It's so silly. How come when it's all
you do what go wrong. Now some might mistake this just a simple song, and some don't know what they have till it's gone. Now even when you're gone, you can still be reborn, and from the night can arrive the sweet dawn. Now some might listen and some might shun, and some may think that they reach perfection. If you look closely, you'll see what you become. Cause you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one.
Wait.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio.
Peace, peace.
Hey, peace. Peace, God. How you doing?
Everything all right? Good, man. I'm excellent.
Yeah. Huh?
I said I'm excellent.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Trying
to keep myself on this hype.
Yeah.
You know?
Staying positive. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Just, yeah, man. They got to stay positive because you're trying setting up a negative cloud around your everyday life. You know,
that's what they're trying to keep us focused. Yeah, they're trying. That's what they know that this is a powerful shift, so they got to keep you negative.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's a lot of changes in energy, and you know, everybody.
Yeah.
Now. It just promoting fear and panic. You even got people that are provocateurs posing to be information carriers, and they send it out still. You know
they send
what
out
man? Fear
on all sides. They talk about 5G.
I'm looking at.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I want to hear what you're going to say. Go ahead.
They on both sides. You got people who promote the coronavirus, and then you got people who don't agree with it, promoting this 5G, it's radiation. And, you know, my thing on this, I said, okay, if it's the 5G, how are they going to keep customers if they're going to kill them with the 5G? Now, don't get me wrong, all cell phone radiations is RF. That's radiation, right?
It's not
healthy for you. It's going to hurt you regardless of the levels.
That's right.
But I can't see them putting up 5G and killing off millions of people like they're promoting. Well, who's going to pay the bill? You know what I'm saying? What's the deal?
That's right.
Like, if they do it, they're spending money to put these towers up to kill people that they can't pay the bill.
That's right.
Okay, it don't make sense from a logical level. You know?
You got a good point with what you just said, but keep going.
You know, like, okay, yes, 5G is no good. I know this because I used to install satellites. I used to install the DirecTV internet satellite, which comes with a microwave antenna. And a professional has to install that because you stick your head in there while it's transmitting, you can become a vegetable. You know, they got specs that you got to do. And they're wearing hazmat suits when they're up there putting the stuff up. Yes, they do have to wear a hazmat suit because they are close to it. Putting it up. And they are around other cell phone towers with all kind of radiation coming at them. So they got to be protected because that's what they're doing every day. Right up in close and personal. You see? So, yes, they got to wear the hazmat suit. You see, when you understand technology and how it works, you can see why he would wear it. I would wear one. You know, I'm working on a cell phone tower that's transmitting signals at a high frequency, powered up, you know, amplified by power. Yes, I'm gonna be affected by this over time. So I got to wear a protective suit because I'm working on this. This is my job. Just like an electrician has to wear clothing that doesn't conduct electricity to handle power lines. They don't shut off the power when a power line breaks. They don't go and shut the power off. That power's still running through that line. And he got those insulated gloves. I talked to electric technicians. They tell us that feel like they holding beads in their hand. It's so much power that they holding in there. That's the way it feels. You know? So, you know, it's just fear is being promoted on all sides. I don't think my personal belief is this.
Okay.
Man, worldwide, has been complaining about working, have been complaining about having to get up every day and go to a job, and they didn't want to do it anymore. They were tired of the way the system was running. And guess what happened? your mind makes things happen. They got what they wanted. Now, they didn't expect that coronavirus would be the thing to send their ass home. But the collective consciousness of people put this all into action. You know, I've said, you didn't want to go to them jobs in the first place. None of them. You hated it. And you complained about it. Now you don't have it. See, when you understand metaphysical and the higher science and how the higher consciousness works, the collective consciousness of man is what makes things work in this world.
Right.
The only reason why the government, a small group of people can have power is because the masses believe in that small people to do things. That's how come they can get away with it. But the minute they stop believing it, that small group of people won't mean anything. So right now, the collective consciousness of the man, everybody I talk to, man, I didn't, you know, you're right, you know, I didn't want to go to work. And I said, you and millions of other people had that same idea. Now y'all home. Now y'all got time to think about what you want to do with yourself. You want to be a benefit to society or you want to be a drag on society? Which one you want to be? You got time. You can't go. You can't watch no football. You can't watch no basketball. You can't watch no soccer. You can't watch nothing on TV. But the movies that they already made. You can't keep up with no stats, nothing. You can't tell me that's not the universal God put that in place under the guise of a coronavirus.
Right.
Huh? Mm-hmm. you can't tell me. So be happy, stay home, get to know your family, because, you know, y'all wasn't getting along and y'all didn't know each other. Y'all putting y'all pool, y'all money together and stop spending rent in three different places and go get y'all a mansion and shit at expense.
Right.
You know, the average rent, what, $1,000. You know, here in Charlotte, $1,200 for a two-bedroom, $1,500 for a two-bedroom if you want to live decent, right? And you know you got family. Each of y'all take y'all $1,500. That's, what, $4,500 y'all can go find y'all a nice mansion for that a month.
Right.
And y'all share that expense. Might even be cheaper and live together in a community and grow your own food and be self-sufficient. You see?
That's right.
Come together. This is the time.
That's the positive,
and I think this is a...
That's a positive perspective.
You know,
I like it. I heard some other people saying the same thing because somebody was breaking down to me the positive aspect of what it means. And that's basically what you're saying, the same thing. So that's good. You know.
Yeah, man. People got to make a choice now. They got to make a choice.
Yeah.
They're going to be negative or positive. They got to definitely make a choice.
That's right. You know, so I like
you ain't got no choice. Right. Yo, I'm good,
now,
man. The world is quieter right now. It really is. A lot of the bullshit conversations ain't even going on no more. You know?
Yeah. Because now people are being more conscious. They're focusing more on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's you know, the thing that they keep telling everybody is stay inside. Now, what is real is they punking everybody and making everybody. Now, I like the positive spin, but people are getting punked out right now.
We are punked out. We're seeing the real and the real. We're seeing the real and the unreal people. We're seeing that.
It ain't even going on in New York like they're saying. But the funny thing about
My brother lives here. You're saying it. No, it's not.
The funny thing is I'm talking to tons of people from New York every day. And they panicking, but they don't know that it ain't happening like they say it's happening. Because they inside and they can't verify these things.
That's why they want your ass inside, so you can't verify.
You know, and so, like, the bad part about it is that people ain't doing what you're saying. They're not going outside in the sunshine. They're not spending time with their family. They in the house with their family, but they ain't connected to them because they're looking at what's wrong with the situation. Like you were saying. Now everybody needs to be going outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's hurting. And I'm speaking in particular to the blacks. Raise your man, whatever you want to do it, whatever you want to refer to yourself as, you see. These are ones need to be outside doing the gardening and getting that, sucking in that solar energy.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't happening. And that's the number one thing we need, that solar energy. You do not need to be in the house. And because they're sending out these, there's a lot of disinformation out that's promoting the fear in the skies of conscious information. You know, because I'm getting the bullshit in my mind. Stay inside from this time to this time. You got to be in the goddamn solar energy. You got to be in the sunlight. You got to get the fresh air. The windows need to be open. You need that. Now, my position will always be, because I don't care what's going on, okay? Everything I'm saying and everything I believe is my way of life, period. That's just my way of life. I believe in everything you said earlier. That's what I've been doing. Going out in the sun. I got a farm. I grow herbs. I harvest herbs. My kids do it with me. You know, that's what we do. You see, I'm eating right. You see, I don't care what it is, whether it is something or not. My immune system is ready, and that's the thing I'm trying to promote to people, because if it is something, immune system ready to deal with it. If it ain't something, my immune system ready to deal with it. See, because regardless on what's going on, when the real thing show or the real problem show, if your immune system ain't ready, because everybody trying to figure out what this thing is, you know. Like you were saying, you know, every week we get new information on it, you see.
I mean, now people, you're right about being punked. People are dying. We are being punked. And you're right. The reason why people don't know they're being punked, they won't do the numbers. They're not doing the numbers.
And they not, she got to go outside and see. And so the whole thing is making everybody stay in and be in the inside. At the end of the day, these things that I'm talking about are going to be essential regardless on what type of thing it is or if it ain't nothing. I've always said our body system, immune system, need to be as strong as the lowest animal that's walking around outside. These animals do what they do. They're not even caring about what's going on because their immune system can handle anything. And everything. Whether it's electromagnetic or not. If you have these things in line and you have your lungs right, you're doing your deep breathing like you should. You're getting the sunlight. Let's not forget, these things are essential just for everyday health, just for life. You're supposed to drink half your body weight in water every day. That's a requirement for essential health. You're supposed to get adequate sunlight every day. That's essential for good health, period. You're supposed to get fresh air every day. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have a good emotional well-being, which you was saying earlier. You're supposed to get adequate sleep. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to exercise every day, which ain't nobody doing it. They think the only way you can exercise is go to a gym. You see, you're supposed to eat a healthy diet that coincides with your astrologic, you see, which is the highest level of eating. You know, it's much higher than the alkaline diet because it's a specific diet that that's for each individual, you see. You know, you're supposed to have faith in the God that's within you. And then you're supposed to have the self-discipline to carry this out, you see. They're going to do what they're going to do. But the main thing they're doing is disrupting the emotional well-being and the happiness and the quality of life of each person that's walking around. amazing the audacity and how they doing it. Like, just stay inside. What the fuck? Now you need to go outside and be in the sunlight. Because they tell you to stay inside, it's something that they don't want you to be exposed in the solar radiation. You know? And the real truth of the matter is you can't keep up with everything that they're saying and be on top of something that a plan that somebody else got out. Because that's why I like what you're saying, because if you don't do it, you will forever be reacting. To whatever, to everything. But if you got your shit together, you ain't gotta be reacting. You know, you're supposed to have weeks of water stored away. You're supposed to have weeks of food in your house. If anything, you learn that if something did major happen, that half the people are not prepared for it.
Right, and time to get prepared, because I think this is just a dry run right now.
That's right. You see, now we ain't saying this ain't no damn. We ain't saying that this ain't no damn.
Takeover. The virus out there is just.
I'm talking about the This ain't no. This is a damn what it is. A damn new world order takeover. This is a new cycle. But what I like what you're saying is, you looking at you think called the superior mind. Only a superior minded individual can think like how you seeing it. You see, that's the superior way of thinking. Thinking on the superior side and seeing the positive to the situation. You see, because you know you got for every positive emotion, there's negative emotion.
Right.
And the first emotion that they saying that we're dealing with is, well, a lot of people feel a lot of powerlessness. Now, powerlessness affects the earth star chakra, the chakra at the bottom of your foot, your base, you see. So you have to change that feeling to a positive emotion, the emotion of empowerment. And the crystal to help balance the earth star chakra, because the earth is out of balance right now. People are feeling powerlessness. So now you get that smoky quartz crystal, you see, and put it near your feet and meditate, you see, the smoky quartz crystal. Okay, that gives you a feeling of empowerment, and it takes you from a powerlessness to a empowerment feeling. And you can also go outside like the animals, the little creepily crawling animals that people think are less than them, which really function in a higher level than us, and walk on this floor barefooted. Now, people have been complaining because it was cold. I do it. I don't give a damn how cold it is. And I don't do it for long, but I let my foot touch it. Now we can walk outside barefooted. And for those that's so scared that something gonna get in their foot, this gonna increase your immune system, and your body can fight anything. if it's strong. Anything, anything that you know about or don't know about. Because this same shit that everybody's hearing is always around. They just marching in a disease to you. You know, if you stick with that your way of life that your ancestors always had, okay? So now your roots, when your root chakra, see everybody feeling insecure. Worrying about can you pay your bills. So we know that affects your root chakra, your base chakra. Okay? So you have to switch the insecurity emotion because the inferior mind focuses on the negative emotion. So now we switch it to the positive emotion, feeling secure, you safe, you see. And we know that fear and safety is rooted in the root chakra, or some people call it the base chakra. So you're going to use some jasper, red jasper. You're going to use some black tourmaline, you see. And this is going to give you that feeling of security, you see. For those walk around with low self-esteem, the negative emotion, you see. We're going to switch it to confidence, and we're going to deal with the carnelian. And you're going to use that stone around your sacral chakra, which is a little bit above your pubic bone. And the reason why I'm talking about these crystals, because there is a change that is occurring, like you referred to earlier. And the crystals give you structure. They give you steadfastness, and they help balance the emotional body, you see. It also helps with the physical body. For those that's feeling inferior, you see, you got to understand that the positive emotion to inferiority is that you at one with the whole universe. You one together. You connected to this earth. It ain't nothing that's better than you, and there's nothing that's less than you. So we work on the solar plexus, and we use, you know, yellow jasper. I love the centering, you see. And this is going to give you the feeling that you connected to everything, the oneness. Because a lot of times when you do spiritual plants, which we call initiated plants, the first thing you're going to feel, the oneness of everything, you see.
Right.
And, you know, and you're going to feel like you love everybody. That's why when you get some of them so-called political leaders or some of these, and they do some of these initiated plans, they feel bad and love people. Hell, look at Mike Tyson. You see, he did the initiated plans, and he then turned into the new type of Incredible Hulk.
He
turned into the Peaceful Hulk. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to make you feel that, you know. The negative emotion of jealousy, of course, you know that's rooted in the heart, you see. And so we should have compassion, and we'll deal with the green aventurine of the rose quartz, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So God, a section in your heart chakra, which you could call it your higher heart, or the heart sutra, you see. And this gonna help with the negative emotion of neediness, because, you know, some people are real needy, and this being to they self is kind of a little hard for them, you see.
Yep.
So we'll use more of the pink fluoride, and this will help give you the unconditional love, where you ain't gotta. I think a lot of the sisters got this done. they feeling more needy. And so I know they love it this time period. You see, the brother's home now because everything's closed. You know,
the only people that got a problem, if they had them little extras on the outside, they can't got no excuse now. They can't. Hey, I'm going to work.
So I know they feeling what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so a lot of people, a lot of these brothers gonna have to use to work on their throat chakra because their willpower is low. You see, and they don't have the you know, the ability to go out there and speak like how you speak in power into what's happening. Your throat chakra is strong. You see. You see, so you know we use the lapis lazuli, the solar diet. You see, this strength in that throat chakra where you can speak life. Now it's time to brainstorm while you home. You can brainstorm. You see, and I'm not, right. You know what I'm saying? We see in the positive side. I'm not saying that they're not doing what they're doing, but what can you do other than see the positive side?
That's it. You do the other thing, you don't have problems.
So it's a lose-lose then. You're losing and you're losing. You're going to be home anyway, or you're going to... You know what I'm saying? There ain't no point to pay a fine or sit in jail. Now, it's, you know, it's not right now, you see. Now your third eye is people need to be focusing on this part to activate your third eye. And we know that fear calcifies third eye, you see. And it gives you delusion, okay? Delusion. So what we have to do is, you see, you use the quartz. Now, when you use the clear quartz, you need to make sure that you think in superior thoughts. Instead of these inferior thoughts and being positive. Now, if you're not going to be positive and be looking and thinking and still, you don't want to use the clear quartz, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so you want to use the amethyst, you see, to give you a clearer vision, because see, your vision can be impaired when your thoughts ain't right. You see, then to help keep the ego in check, you know, we'll use the I think we should use a double dose of the amethyst. Crown chakra to give people joy, you see, to help awaken this Christ consciousness that we really can be tapping into now, and now you can go into your inner monk that's within all of us, you see. That's why I like what you were saying earlier. You know, and say now's the time to tap into these energies. You see, now, like you were saying earlier, these the 5G, like you acknowledge, is bad for you, but all of it is bad.
Yep.
All of the same energy been there. It's been bad. You see, so what you want to do to help deal with that type of energy is is used to have organite around you. You see, mm-hmm. Turn them cell phones off if you ain't using them. You ain't got to respond to every text. Be a slave to every mm-hmm. text. You see, turn them things off sometimes. You know, you can also take the crystal shungite, which is a powerful shielding crystal. It's also good for your melanin because it's black, you see. It strengthens your energetic boundaries and protects you against electromagnetic frequencies. Geopathic stress. Now, geopathic stress is this pandemic stress that we're feeling right now, you see. But this geopathic stress. And by the way, shungite also strengthens your immune system against viruses and bacteria, you see. It clears out mental and emotional pollutants so that fresh energy imprints, and it boosts the physical well-being, which naturally gonna boost your immune system. It restores emotional equilibrium, and it transmits stress into a potent energetic change. Now if you don't have a cell phone diode, which everybody should have one by now, because I mean I think we spoke about this last year, you know, and mm-hmm. for those that weren't aware of the cell phone diodes, and you know you want to take some shungite, and you can tape it to your phone. You see, you should put the organites in front of your computer, in front of your thing. And mm-hmm. it's funny, I done said this quite a few times, but now people want to listen now. Man, you'd be surprised how much people calling, and man, we've been so busy, it's amazing. And the whole time we should have been, people should have been interested. Uh-huh. And what I mean is, the conscious people have always been interested in health and taking care of themselves. But now the people that the chitlin circuit is listening.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, which is a positive thing. You know, people are people that used to, you know, because people know that something that's right, you know. And now we on the biggest episode of, it was a TV show used to be called Punk. they need to redo this show and have us on, you know, you got
the whole world
with mask on and gloves, and it can't protect you. You still gonna have to take the mask off. You're gonna have to take the gloves off. Your body's gonna be exposed one way or the other. When I worked in the laboratory, we had a special process of taking the gloves off and washing your hands, and we had these stations to rinse you off. You see.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are not equipped with that, and they're just taking them off. Yeah. I watch people eat with these gloves on. I'm like, man. You see? Now, another crystal that's really good for protection against electromagnetic stress is the amazite. And this plant is this crystal is a really good crystal. I really like it because it does much more than just this. You see, it protects against the geopathic stress that I was talking about earlier, which people call in the pandemic. Man, goddamn. Oh, you know, and I'm not saying that. I mean, but damn, if us is being punked out at the level that we being punked out on, you should at least have way more deaths than this. And I'm not saying I want somebody to die.
Right. Yes, you're right.
But,
you're right. Because if
I mean,
you got
damn,
a felony,
it should at least equal up to a justifiable
okay.
thing.
I'm glad
okay.
you brought that
right.
up. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, but at the same time, now I'm not saying fall back into the negative state. It's just
right.
It's just that people should wake up and look at this thing a little more. I mean, man, outside is so beautiful outside. Ain't nobody outside. And this
mm-hmm.
is unjustifiable.
And when they go outside, they got masks on. They got their face covered up.
Yeah,
know.
It don't make no sense. And the part that don't make sense to me, I'm an old school brother. I grew up in a home where you had to go outside. You couldn't be in the house. If
mm-hmm.
it was cold outside, you went outside with a coat. We had to be outside.
Right.
I don't know if they loved us that much or we got the nerves, but you weren't going to be in no house. You see.
Right. And
now, you go, if you look, I guarantee you, if anybody look outside now, I'd be surprised if any kids outside. Now,
no,
let's
not
forget, everybody out of school. It should sound like a playground outside wherever you at right now, if you at home. You look outside,
mm-hmm.
ain't nobody outside. You see, it sounds like you can't tell school is out, to tell you the truth. When we came home from school, everybody
was
outside.
You knew school was out. Right.
We was at somebody's house playing basketball. Care how old you was,
mm-hmm.
If you didn't live in the inner city, you was at, because I'm a country boy, you had houses that everybody would pile up at and play basketball or football
mm-hmm.
in the wintertime. The girls
mm-hmm.
be sitting around watching,
mm-hmm.
jumping rope, hopscotching.
Right.
You don't hear it.
Yeah.
You don't need
nope.
kids walking around, riding around with bicycles. You
nope.
know. It's one of
now,
kids.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to show you how we're being punked. This is proof that we're being punked. See, this ain't lying, right? It's not them hyping it up. And who are they not hyping it up? It's the media. Now, look. Coronavirus cases is 1,450,092, right? Deaths, 83,474. One is 1,450,000 cases. And 92. That's worldwide. These are worldwide numbers. Right?
You say it's 1 million?
83. Yeah, 1,450,000 people. 1,450,092. Deaths is 83,474. So that's 5%.
In a window of 83,000?
Yeah, that's worldwide numbers now. That's just worldwide. 5%, right? Recovered 309,321, right? Now,
right.
same website. Go to the same website. Sounds like a lot of numbers, right?
Right?
Same website, they give you the deaths of different things around the world. These are worldwide numbers. This will show you how we're getting pumped. Big time. Communicable diseases worldwide, deaths. 3,499,804. That's worldwide deaths. Seasonal flu deaths this year alone is 131,100. That's not coronavirus.
Wow.
So we only got 83,000 COVID deaths, but we got 131,000 flu deaths this year. But that's not
wow.
that's not shutting stuff down. Let me keep
right.
going. Here you go. Okay. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Malaria deaths from malaria, 264,442 this year.
God damn.
Cancer 2,214,000 deaths.
You gotta be. And that's
deaths from HIV, 453,209. What I'm trying to tell you, COVID number, death rate numbers is lower than any other thing on this scale.
Mm-hmm.
But we got the world shut down for the thing that's causing the lowest amount of deaths. So that's what I'm telling you. We are being punked. They obviously telling us that this thing is no more dangerous than anything else. And you got to think, now, to even bring the numbers home even more, there's only 6,146 U.S. hospitals. Right? 6,000. There's only 6,146 hospitals. Now, people say, why are you saying that? Well, they're saying they got all these bodies, right? So let's look up how many U.S. deaths from COVID-19. So, total number of people who with, they're doing them, okay, United States, they're doing it state by state. I'm looking for the whole number of people. I think we got like 300,000 cases where's the overview? I want the overview of it. It used to be an overview here where I could see the total number. Statistics.
Okay.
Okay. Show. Oh, okay. Confirmed cases. I would have to do all these numbers. So roughly, so we got about 8,000, let's just say, to be conservative, on the high end, we got 8,000 total deaths in the U.S. Now, there's only 6,146 U.S. hospitals. So let's do the math. Let's do that math. So, but, you know, without even doing the math, so we got United States, 12,905 people died from COVID. 400,000 confirmed. So we got 6,000 hospitals. So that's roughly two bodies per hospital just for COVID, if you average it out.
Wow.
Right? That died.
Wow.
So where's all the bodies? Now, you already got other deaths that you count in that you're going to get bodies from. You know, other things, gunshot wounds, heart attacks. So based on all, just to roughly round it all up, you know, big long story short, I did all the numbers. Average hospital is going to have about 40 bodies a day.
Wow.
When you add up all the stuff that kill people. You know what I'm saying? The third leading cause.
How many a day?
They lose about 40 people a day in the hospital from different things, whether it be mortality from infant death, childbirth issues where a mother giving birth and she dies, you know, heart attacks, cancer, car accidents, gunshot wounds. So average hospital is equipped to handle around 40 to 50 bodies a day.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So when they start saying, hey, you know, all these COVID deaths, we don't know where to put the bed. There's only 12,905 deaths. There's only 6,146 hospitals. You divide just that number up between all the hospitals, that's only two bodies a hospital. So where's the body?
Wow.
Where's all these extra bodies? So what I'm saying is they're taking other stuff and putting them in with the COVID numbers.
Wow, I see what you're saying.
People don't know those numbers. They don't know that. What about just because we got COVID doesn't mean people are not dying from something else. I mean, in this country alone, you got a 0.5%. You got 1 to 2 deaths per 1,000 daily, just from anything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, now 1 point, not that daily, but per minute. So there's an average 1 to 2 people die per minute in this country from something.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got to. I mean.
Right. So you have a chance of. Right. So you're talking. They're taking these numbers, these very small numbers, and they're blowing them up without giving you the rest of the facts. So when you put all the facts on the table, you look at COVID, it's the least deadly thing out there. And I'm giving it credit. I'm saying it's deadly. I'm saying COVID-19 is a deadly thing. I'm saying that, right? But when I compare it to all the other data, the other number is this. 255,000 people went to the hospital to get healed by the doctor, and he killed them.
Right.
Right? So you average that number amongst the 6,146 hospitals. That's about 40 bodies a hospital right there just from that.
Right.
You a math man. You know you take the numbers and you average them out and you get an idea of the picture you're looking at. That's how you know
That's
what
right.
you're dealing with, how serious it is, right? You come from a science field. So when I bring these numbers to you, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, they get some good data, you know?
Right. So when you said we're being punked, yes, we are being punked. Because COVID-19, although it is a serious thing, it's no more deadlier than anything else we're dealing with. Shoot, abortion alone has killed about 11 million people worldwide.
What?
You see what I'm saying?
Say yes.
Abortion.
Say,
people who went to the hospital and said, I want to get rid of a baby. And that's 11 million
right.
worldwide.
Right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cancer, flu, and all these other things are more deadly or year, right now this year by far than COVID-19.
That's
and
right.
with the other thing, as a scientist, you being a scientist, knows that you look at the trend. Has it been ticking up? And it hasn't. I've been following this for 3 weeks. The numbers have not peaked out where it's been averaged 2% to 5% death rate. Right in there.
That's right.
That hasn't changed. That number hasn't peaked over. So when you have an epidemic and you say this thing is so contagious, it's supposed to break out, boom, and exponentially grow, multiply. You know, by this time, with all of the hype that we're getting, we should see double the amount of numbers of deaths than what we're seeing now.
That's right.
Right. You know, but most people are not into that. Huh?
They're telling you in advance. It's going to be tomorrow.
Right. Right. All right, man. Yeah, go ahead and tell everybody what you show, your store, your number, so they can call you.
Man, we got so many people calling now. I'm scared to give the number.
Give it out, man. You better get that money.
I'm telling you, man. I'm actually proud of everybody taking their health serious. But at the same time, you know, I ain't trying to promote, you know, this is a way of life. This is how you're supposed to take care of yourself anyway.
Right.
You see, this is, you know, I'm kind of, it shouldn't have took them scaring the hell out of us for us to look at our health a little better. And yes, the pig is still more deadly than the coronavirus.
Yep. So eating bacon.
You know what I'm saying?
Get off the bacon.
Well, he lift up his mask, eating a darn pork sloppy job. I'm like, man, come on, man. Trust me, brother. It's way more in that sandwich. If that sandwich ain't killed you when you through, you all right, brother. If you survive, eat that sandwich. Your pressure ain't going through the roof. You ain't got to worry about no coronavirus.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I'm glad everybody's taking care of themselves. And like we said earlier, we moved to 7201 Park Lane Road. My number is 803-661-8945. You know, everybody there. Sometimes, man, everybody wanna talk to me, but I can assure you, everybody that's there, highly knowledgeable about the earth. I make sure that everybody is. You see, they sharp.
Right.
They know they stuff, and you know, because this is what we live and what we do. You see. So, you need anything, come by to maintain your good health against anything. Because I ain't really threatening the virus. If you already prepared, you ain't got to worry about what they have. Hell, they might come out with something else tomorrow.
There's something else that's going to really be real, for real, that's going to come. Something coming for real. You know, this is just to test everybody's, you know, reaction right now.
And you need to speed yourself up before the, because your body naturally stronger during the warmer months because of the solar radiation and the solar energy. You know, I mean, everybody can tell they don't feel as sick when the sun is out. And it'd be better for you to get that sun. I don't give a damn. They say they do got fire. They are chemtrailing the air and doing all this stuff. It's better for you to be outside and cause your body adjusts to any type of situation when you got that's God's medicine out there. You see?
Yep.
The shit I watched. Did you like how Superman got poisoned with the kryptonite? And they took his body and they threw it into outer space. Soon as he hit that solar light, that kryptonite started leaving his body. So they was trying to get rid of him because he was dead. Now, that's what happens to our body when our melanin get activated. You see? So peace and love to the family. And y'all, you know.
All right, man.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
Peace.